This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, James, very, very much. That's a long relationship. I really cherish that very, very much. We are ready to go back to our program for this hour, and it always begins at this time with Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. And Jimmy, I have a caller who is waiting, and I'll go to right after we finish, who wants color plants for hanging baskets. Now, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of the situation. Just off the top of your head, what 3 to 5 plants would you most recommend out of your trial gardens, for example? You use a lot of baskets out there. What do you suggest for him?
Well, my favorite summer bedding plant is Cora Cascade Vinca. That's the periwinkle that has the Phytophthora resistance, and they have a trailing version. Actually, there's one hanging outside my window right now.
All right, and when you have it up in the air like that, that further adds to its resistance to that disease because you have it up off the ground, so that's good. All right, so that's one, and these would be plants that would do well in large containers up on pedestals or something as well. What would some others be?
Another bedding plant I would use is trailing coleus. That's probably my number one go-to plant at the Arboretum because it gets big, it stays in color all summer long, it'll take sun, it'll take shade, you can forget to water it, and it stands back up.
What variety or varieties?
They're all called like trailing rose, trailing bleeding heart. They really have never really caught on where they have big fancy names, which makes them cheap, so they're always just prefaces with the word trailing, but there's about 4 different colors, and they're all red or purple.
All right, good deal. What else?
Let's see what else I can think of. A trailing plant I have the Arboretum in love with right now would be,
Where would Scavola rate, fanflower?
Scavola would rate well. Probably my top one in that one is the Serdiva series, which has a blue flower.
Would you put that in your top five?
I would put that in my top five because I actually have about 5,000 of them planted at the Arboretum.
Okay, you better put it in the top five. All right.
And I'd probably say for a spring flower, let's try to make something better for summer. Probably my number one I think I have in the Arboretum right now. I can't think of anything that looks really great in my baskets after the 108-degree weather.
Where would you put the various trailing lantanas year in and year out as big hanging basket pot plants?
The trailing hand for the lantana I like, but you have to have a really big basket, in my opinion, something 24 inches or so, because it gets so, so large. Now, the purple lantana and new gold are still pretty much my favorite two for hanging basket because they droop and they trend, but they need a bigger root ball. Don't go with the 8 or a 10 or a 12 inch.
And that's why I said the larger basket. All right, that's a good start. And then he could also grow some herbs, a nice big basket full of colorful herbs of various textures, trailing rosemary and basil and some other things just for variety. That'd be fun. That's not why we called this meeting. You said it's been raining at your place, therefore, and you take it from there.
Our rain lilies are blooming, which is one of my actual favorite plants. I kind of judge people's gardens by rain lilies. I think they're the epitome of high-end gardening, even though anybody can grow them. They're almost impossible to kill once you get them. But Zephyranthus candida is the one I kind of pulled out today, which is the white-flowered one. And if you come to the Arboretum this week, they'll be in bloom. So every time we have a rain in August or September, within a week, they pop out of the ground like magic.
All right. Jimmy, you have gotten a little bit away from your mouthpiece on your Bluetooth something. It's a little bit hard to understand you. But the white-flowering Zephyranthus candida rain lily is the one that we're going to be seeing this week.
Yes, sir. I have that one. There's another one we have called Hebranthus robustus, which is a pink one, but the white one, Zephyranthus candida, is probably the easiest to find and the best one to grow.
How hard is it to find them?
Actually, not that hard. I've seen them at North Haven Gardens. I've even seen them at Home Depot, so they're around. You just kind of have to catch them when they're there.
How many species and cultivars of rain lilies are there? There are scores, are there not?
There are scores. I know I have well over 100 in my collection, and I don't have them all yet.
and so the source at that point becomes online primarily?
Primarily online. You can just type in rain lily online, and there's actually Yuccadoo here in Texas does a huge number of different varieties. They ship them to you in a 4-inch pot. But every time it rains the fall, you kind of get a little flower pop up, and as they grow and increase,
good.
More.
All right, you are drifting away from your microphone again. We're gonna wrap it up so you can drift off. I think we're keeping you awake, Jimmy. I think your head's nodding on you. Tell us about the reduced price daytime admission in August. You're still getting a lot of credit. Wow, what a day to come today, huh? Tell us about that. Tell us about
it. We have $5 daytime admission all the month of August, 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Doesn't include parking. No coupon necessary, but just a discounted price to get people out here during the heat, and even though today is not hot. So.
Oh, wow. That's a tremendous bargain today. And with the rain, everything looks so fresh. It's just a great day to go to the Dallas Arboretum. And what will we see in terms of Dale Chihuly's fine work at the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, you will see them all over the garden looking great. You can actually even come see them in the evening, lit up at night during August, every Wednesday and Thursday from 6 to 10. We have buy one ticket, get one ticket free, and that's $20. For two tickets are $12 if you're for members.
Folks, this is the many millions of dollars worth of blown glass, half-inch thick blown glass that is decorating all of the 66-acre Dallas Arboretum. It's incredible. It's beautiful. Be sure you get to the Palmer Ferndale. I agree with Jimmy. I think that's the prettiest of all of it. It's subdued and beautiful, and if you're there in the daytime, it's gorgeous. I haven't been at night. My wife and I are coming. If you come late in the daylight hours, you get to see it in daylight and then transition into dark, and that would be the best, wouldn't it, Jimmy?
Absolutely. I actually kind of like watching it sitting there at the sunset behind it. So.
All right, and that is Wednesday and Thursday nights, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue and go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from any venue. Look for the green sign and say Dallas Arboretum.
All right. And, Jimmy, what is the website?
DallasArboretum.org.
That part's easy. What is the website for your plant trials that you would like to have people look at if they want to see what you're researching?
It's DallasPlantTrials.org, or if you can't remember that, it's FlameproofPlant.org.
Oh, I love it. That's great. And it takes you to the same website, same webpage.
Place.
That's good. All right. And 24-hour information number, and we are done for the day.
214-515-6500.
I appreciate you very, very much. I told Steve Huddleston the same thing last hour. You guys mean so much to me personally for what you do to make me look better in my magazine, our electronic newsletter, and everywhere we go. And I thank you for that, and most of all for taking a little bit of time on Sunday mornings. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, my friend.
Jimmy Turner is Senior Director of the Gardens at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and that is sponsored by Sunburst Shutters. If you have a garden like the Dallas Arboretum or anywhere near that, you want to be able to see out when you open the shutters. You want to be able to see out, and the best way to see a beautiful garden is to have polywood shutters with big louvers. 2.5, 3.5, 4.5-inch louvers. The bigger the louver, the fewer lines that you have as you look out your windows. They're still going to be energy efficient, whichever size you go with, but you'll have that beautiful open vista of your pool, your patio, your backyard garden, whatever it is, with sunburst shutters. And when they're shut, they are light tight. They're amazingly light tight. You know that old thing about putting a dollar bill in the refrigerator door to check the gasket? I don't believe you could get a dollar bill in the seams. I don't want you to go out and test it and say, well, Neil told me a story. But I'm just saying they are so tight, it wouldn't surprise me if a dollar bill wouldn't fit. They are custom made to every opening in your home. All of which is great for shutters, but there's something even better, and that is that they're made of polywood. It is a synthetic, man-made product that looks like wood, yet it's color fast, either white or off-white. It won't fade, it won't crack or peel or warp, it doesn't chip. It is there for the duration. It may outlast your house. There's no guarantee on that one either. I'm just coming up with extravagant comments. Polywood shutters are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and certainly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, all by calling this number, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. On the web at sunburstshutters.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And let me give you the phone number, and we'll take a call, and then we'll hope that you give us a call. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We can get to you pretty quickly if you'll call right now. We go to Larry in Dallas. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, my begonias finally played out in the summer heat, and I'm looking for something to fill in between now and the time I want to put pansies in.
Okay.
I like the trailing pansies, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I just, and I couldn't hear everything Jimmy Turner said like you did.
Yeah, not a problem. That's, yeah, it was drifting
I
a lot.
I heard the trailing coleus.
Yeah, a trailing coleus might be available, but they have kind of a short shelf life in a garden center, and so they are not as likely to have those as they might be, for example, Cora periwinkles. The Cora, C-O-R-A, Cora Cascade periwinkles are fairly much everywhere right now. I think you can find those, and that would give you really nice color up to pansy time. That would be tremendous. He mentioned
Isn't that real close to a vinca? Is that?
It is vinca. It's just it's the disease-resistant vinca.
Okay, I've got a couple of vincas that are surviving, doing quite well. So you just say, just puts more vincas in.
Well, it comes in all colors and very rich colors, and so I would recommend that. I think lantana will play out as it gets cooler, so I don't think that's going to be as good. If your baskets would entertain something that had any height to them and didn't trail particularly, you could use marigolds. This is the perfect time to plant marigolds out of 4-inch pots in bud, not in bloom. And if you got some of the smaller flowering types, the types that are ping pong ball size when they bloom, those would stay short and would give you a tuft of color up in your basket. I think if you planted purse lane or moss rose now, they would play out before you wanted them to. Wax begonias would do well. They don't trail as well. And then, as I mentioned, you could get purple basil. That would be pretty. Or rosemary, although you're going to hate to give that up at the end of the season because it's perennial. Basil is not. But those are a few things that might work.
Neil, you did well. Thank you, sir.
I tried. I appreciate your call, Larry. Thank you. All right, Tony, you'll be up next, and whoever is calling right now will be up right after Tony. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, where we have brought you the finest garden writers in the state of Texas for 26 years. My goal when we began our magazine was to put out a publication that would be relevant always, every word of it, to gardeners in the Lone Star State, and that's what we have done with Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. My goal when I did my first garden calendar, was an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that was a trifold, and it just had it had a month on half of one of those trifolds, and that was just given out in nurseries. It didn't have much information. The first year I did a calendar, it had about 1/4 as much information as the calendar does now. That was 30 years ago. This is my 30th annual Texas gardening calendar, and I've loved doing them. It's kind of cool to see a wall of them all hanging there, dating clear back into whatever that is, 1984. We did the sesquicentennial, the official sesquicentennial calendar for the state of Texas in 86. I want you to have the calendar at a 38% savings. It will have more than 10,000 words that tell you month by month when you want to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. You get all of that lovely calendar and a full year of the magazine, the award-winning magazine, all for just $36.95. If you plant one flat of annuals at the right time instead of the wrong time, I have covered the whole cost. If you put a fertilizer out that costs $35 a bag at the right time instead of the wrong time, I have covered the whole cost of the entire offer. It's not going to be a very big challenge for me. The bar is low on this one. I can do it. I can jump this one. You'll be very happy, or I'll refund every penny. $36.95 plus a $3 postage charge on the calendar. If you call before 11 today, when we go to press with the calendar, price goes up. It will never come back to that price again. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 800-752-4769.
This is Neil Sperry, and for 17 years now, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. You know that you can trust their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. You need them now during the summer more than ever before. Advanced Foundation Repair with the ProLift Repair System, guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
All All right. Thank you very much. Let me tell you right now about Encore's electric safety tips. You know, we've talked about Encore Know Before You Grow for a long time, the importance of knowing the mature size of a tree before you plant it near power lines. Well, it doesn't always work because sometimes you buy the house and the tree's already there. Or sometimes you buy the house or suddenly realize that the native trees that have come up beneath the power lines are in the power lines. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of the power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. 888-313-6862. They will help you. They will guide you. If a tree is making contact with the power line and causing sparking or a fire, leave the area immediately and call 911. If you see sparks, fire, call 911. Before digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, or if you're putting in water lines, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. You need to call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. So to locate underground utilities, power lines, it's 811. To report a fire or sparks, it's 911. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
Some would have described that famous southern vine, kudzu, as being indestructible. Well, that was until now, because we have Bayer Advanced on the team. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, and others, roots and all. The concentrate product even kills stumps. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle will treat up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in just 1 to 6 weeks. For the best results, apply it when weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the problem. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require a repeat application if regrowth occurs. Apply it when the wind is calm and keep people and pets out of the treated area until the spray is dried. Don't apply it to or around fruits or vegetables used for food. Read and follow label directions. For more information, go to BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. We go to Tony in Richardson. Tony, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you, Neil.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I've got a 2-story house with a big south-facing wall. It's dark red brick and also a west-facing wall. And I was wondering about your recommendations on vines for that. That would provide some shelter from the sun and decrease the heating up of the house. That's something that might the leaves fall off in the fall and winter too.
All right. Well, the very best one for you would be Boston ivy, and if you have a big wall, then Virginia creeper would work. It's a big vine. I think probably it's a little too rank for that. They're very closely related vines. Boston ivy is the ivy that's in Wrigley Field. Not that that matters at all in this conversation, but it's also used here. I would have 2 concerns for Boston ivy, and they're both, I think, minor. You'll find out pretty quickly. I have it on my home, and I have had even more of it on my home through the years, and it always has done very well for me. let me just tell you everything I can think about on Boston ivy. Number one, it may scorch on that hot, reflective, dark brick. You'll know before it's too late. I mean, you can plant it there. If you can find it now, you can plant it now, but it may not be available till April or May. You'll buy it in 1 gallon pots, and you plant it on the stake. Just leave it on the stake and lean it back against the house. Plant it at a 20 degree angle so the top of the stake touches the house. The stake will rot and be gone. So that's Boston ivy. It may scorch. If it does, you'll find out the first summer and you can take it away and go to plan B. It probably will not. The two additional concerns that I have for you, it is horrifically difficult to get it off aluminum siding or vinyl siding or any kind of siding. So if you have that anywhere, keep it away from it. And it's horrifically difficult to get it off window screens, so don't let it get there. If you have wood soffits, I wouldn't let it get on them. Just keep it on stone or brick. It'll be fine. It does nothing to hurt the mortar. Okay, that's one concern. Second concern that is fairly common is it does have a problem with an insect called lace bugs, and they will turn it manila folder color. You'll see it, let's see, you're in Richardson. You'll see it there at Mid Park. It's not Mid Park. It's where's Eisman Center. You'll see it on those walls, and you can see the two-tone Saddle Oxford look of it where the lace bugs have caused it to turn tan. A systemic insecticide in a home landscape applied in May and then maybe reapplied the 1st of July, I believe, would stop that without any problem. But you do need to know that that can happen, and that's unsightly. Other than it's beautiful, and the fall color of it is glorious. It's a happy vine. That's a one negative that it has is the lace bugs.
Yeah, I thought I'd try planting it in the fall so it could get established.
I hope that you can find it. That'd be the main thing. You'll have to go to a nursery that does landscape contracting. I don't think, if you have a source, go for it wherever you find it. But yeah, it's I love it very much. Beautiful vine.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Let's go to Steve in Carrollton. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Steve.
Yes, Neil?
Yes, sir. If you're on speakerphone, if you could come on regular phone, that'd be a lot better on the radio.
All right. Okay, you there, Neil?
Yeah, I am, and you're better.
Okay. Well, I have a large pecan tree in my backyard.
Yes, sir.
Trunk about 70 inches in diameter. And last year, you know, we had that hailstorm. It got hit with hail pretty good, lost a lot of leaves, but it seemed to do all right. This year, I've been losing a lot of very large branches. Have been just falling off. I'm talking big ones. And the pecans are green still and everything, but these branches, they just break off. It's not like
and are the branches that are coming down dead, or are they still with green leaves?
No, they're still got green leaves on them.
All right. And when was the last time you had an arborist look at this tree?
I never have.
All right. I think you need to. I live in a pecan forest, and my advertiser comes every fall to look at the trees at the end of a summer to assess, and they'll be at my home in the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. I am exactly like you. Our pecans have dropped branches anywhere from 4 inches, and I mean I'm on 11 acres, and we have a couple hundred pecan trees. I've had some branches as big as 4 and 5 inches in diameter come down. We had one hit our roof the other day that was 3 inches in diameter, and the reason is last year just really took a toll on pecans. Now, hear me out on my answer, because part of it won't sound like it applies to what you just presented to me. When pecans touch one another, when two branches touch one another, one of them will die. That is a quote of Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state pecan specialist, and I have watched that be true. When you watch two pecan trees growing together, the dominant tree will survive, and the subservient tree, the lower branches, will die, and they'll progress right on up. And the tree may survive, but it certainly won't survive where those branches are in the shade. That's the branches that are falling at my home. In the case of branches that are breaking, they may be weakened from last year's drought and from a heavy load of when it rains and the leaves are coated with water, and you have pecans on them with some weight to the pecans, and then you also have bark that takes on a lot of moisture when it rains, then that branch may break. And there's a lot of trees coming down in the county road that I travel. There are two county roads I travel frequently, and a lot of trees are coming down that are weakened, again, from last year and that are now just coming. All of this, I think, is just associated with number one, being a pecan. They are very brittle, and they do this. And secondly, this odd set of circumstances that has happened. I think you need to have an arborist look at your tree.
Yeah, this is the first time in probably 20 years.
It's first time in recorded history that we have had a drought like last year. Even if we watered properly. I'm doing the same thing. I'm having the same problems you are. I'm telling you the same thing.
And it seems like it's all these branches are coming off like a center large branch that goes up vertically. Okay. And all these branches, the big ones, are breaking off of this center.
All right, and a vertical branch going up and all these side branches, that's one of the weakest ways that you can have a tree grow. A 90 degree angle is strong. An upright angle is not. I'm helping you the best I can. I've done what I can do. I think you need to have somebody look at the tree probably.
Yeah,
it may need to have some corrective pruning.
Okay, well, I'll give someone a call.
That's good, and my advertiser is on my website, and I'll be doing ads for them. I don't know if I have any more today, but Mike, we'll put you back on hold. Mike Sutton can give you their contact, their best
All
there
right.
is. All right, thank you for the call. You bet. Good luck, Steve. Let's see. We need to tell you right now about Half Price Books. In 1972, 40 years ago, let's get the birthday cake out, won't you please? A small dream born out of love for reading and recycling was realized in that one little used bookstore. It kind of started because the two founding partners of Half Price Books were finding books just laying around the laundromat. That's how basic the beginning of this concept was. And they started a recycle, so to say, bookstore called Half Price Books. And now there are 115 of them in 16 states. Why, we have 20 of them right here at Homeland, of where the whole idea started. I've been a Half Price Book fan since they began. Half Price Books, HPB.com. Helpful staff. They know their merchandise, even though it changes, even though they may have a lot of books in a given store that they've never had before, won't have again. It depends on what you take into them of your already enjoyed things. Almost everything is half the publisher's price or less. The exception would be the collectible books. That goes for books, it goes for music and movies as well, and it works both ways. If you have books, music or movies that you've already enjoyed, share them with others, and that's how that inventory has all those one-of-a-kind items. Half Price Books will buy them from you. It goes on and on and on. To help celebrate 40 years of reading and recycling, Half Price Books wants to give back. They've pledged to donate 1 million books in 2012 through the Million Book Donation Project. My goodness! Books donated will help those in need start libraries in their communities. Go to HPB.com to see their progress and learn more about the nonprofit organizations and schools that receive the book donations. Treat yourself today. Stop in at Half Price Books. Better yet, stop in at 2. The books are half price. The excitement comes free. 40 years of Half Price Books. Take a journey with them this year as they look back on their history at HPB.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
All right. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into a reality. WhizQ Stone, Mike Wisnan and his son Derek, are leaders in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They're leaders in their industry, leaders at state and regional level. I am so proud to know them, so proud to call them my friends, so proud to call them our advertisers here. And you'll see why when you go to their 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. Flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone Zone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays. They'll inspire you. They'll help you create and design your own personal outdoor paradise. The outdoor living exhibits there that they have, the showroom, will give you ideas, and then their people can help you fine-tune those ideas, and they can even put you in contact with landscape contractors who will do you a fabulous job if the work is beyond what you can do. Visit the experts at Whiz Keystone at the Display Gardens, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, you can visit the website at whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. Or you can call them tomorrow at 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone. And speaking of whizzes, we got a whiz in the newsroom. It is Jerry Overton, WBAP's 24/7 newsroom. Didn't do that very well, Jerry. Take it away.
Works just fine, Neil. Thank you. WBAP News, I'm now 10:36. After storms interrupted spraying for air or by air for West Nile virus in Dallas County, officials say they will resume the work tonight. Dallas County spokeswoman Maria Arita says crews were able to spray about 88,000 acres with mosquito-killing pesticide starting Thursday. Stop the witch hunt. That's the plea today from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who says the U.S. should stop investigating his secret spilling website and promise not to prosecute its staff or supporters.
I ask President Obama to do the right thing. The United States must renounce its witch hunt against WikiLeaks.
And Assange appeared in public today for the first time since he took refuge inside Ecuador's embassy in London, spoke to supporters from an embassy balcony. Owner of a platinum mine in South Africa, where police shot and killed 34 striking miners last week, warning the surviving miners if they don't return to work tomorrow, they will be fired. Strikers say they're not sure what they're going to do yet. WBAP News Time, 10:37.
As you make your way through the mid-cities, watch for ongoing construction and possible lane closures. Highway 183 east and westbound right around Central Drive. This report brought to you by Hammermill Copy Plus Paper. Hammermill Copy Plus Paper is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free. Now at Staples, just $2 per ream after easy rebate. In-store only, limit 2 while supplies last. Ends August 25th. Hammermill, no worries. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
And the WBAP weather in touch forecast. Chance of clouds and sunshine today with a very slight chance of a shower south of I-20, 91 for our high. Some clouds this evening, then clear skies overnight, 68 for the low. Lots of sun and 92 tomorrow. And then for Tuesday, shower or thunderstorm possible with highs in the low 80s. It's 10:38. And we are at 76 degrees now under sunny skies at DFW Airport. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP, always at the center of where news is happening.
We interrupt our regular programming to
committed
activate
to being on top of the story.
The Texas average fell about 6 cents in the last
wind
week.
Will be strong today. And
our 24/7 newsroom never closes.
About 6 minutes out.
From our state-of-the-art news center at Victory Park by the American Airlines Center. Looking for news? We're at the heart of the action. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Save 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. It will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be beautiful. Our 30th annual Texas gardening calendar. Get the calendar plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW.
Neil Sperry's website, neilsperry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Neil Sperry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Neil's eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com.
Well, thank you, Mary, very, very much. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. And you heard the voice of James Smith not too long ago, and may hear him again this morning. Who knows? And he is the founder, owner of Dalworth Clean. Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, it began as 38 years ago. And James is a hands-on kind of a guy. He really knows his business, and he has grown his business. It is a passion for him. His first comment to me when I met him that first morning was, Neil, I want my business to have great repeat customer business. That's the most important thing I can do. If I do that, then I've done my job well. And I have always remembered that comment, and I've watched him with that as my benchmark to measure. And he has been a Hall of Famer. That's all there is to it. He is just great. They're a legacy company. They do every kind of floor surface cleaning and restoration repair, even replace. Carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Indeed, Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. That's a standalone storefront company. Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They'll be happy to bring samples to your home, but you need to see that store to believe it. 817-520-1400 is the phone number, Dalworth Fine Floors. But I want to go back to Dalworth Clean right now and give you their special for right now. It's $29 per area when you have five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. Call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. Call tomorrow, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. 267-8433, the next best thing to new. Hey, it's Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve. And we go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Pam in Saginaw. Pam, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I have an area in the front of my house, faces this, and we've never really had anything there, but we've got three yoke on hollies that have grown up around and have finally created shade on the sides. And so we've planted philodendron caladiums there. But in the middle, it's full sun still, and I need something that will grow there that will blend in with the philodendrons and the caladiums and Asian jasmine around as ground cover.
Okay, I am a little bit puzzled because on my monitor it says low shrub for full sun, and yet you're telling
right,
me about...
That's something, yeah, I want it to be in the middle of all that. I want something there in full sun that'll grow no more than like 3 feet.
All right.
It's in front of the window.
And yet you're telling me about philodendrons and caladiums, and they're going to be gone in 2 months.
No, they're in shade.
They're going to be gone when it gets cold.
Okay.
Those are annuals.
Then never mind about that. Okay, never mind about that.
Okay.
Just something
right.
That's going to grow.
The best low shrub. I just was trying to figure out how I was matching all this up. It's very hard. If you can imagine calling an interior decorator and saying, I have an oriental rug, I have a big sofa, and I have a wooden dining room table and chair set, and now I need to know what kind of easy chair to put in. It's kind of hard to cherry pick out of it. Let me give you the list of the things that I would choose as the best 3-foot shrubs. It's not a very long list because most of our shrubs get taller than that. My number one go-to shrub in that size range, there are going to be four of them, and they're going to be dwarf hollies. Carissa Holly, as I mentioned to a caller earlier today, has really become the default go-to three-foot shrub for many landscape contractors. It does have one spine at the end. It is prickly, but I mean, it's not like you're putting Christmas lights in it every day of the year. You just learn not to go right up against it. That's not a problem. So that's one very good one. That would be my number one choice. You have yaupon holly already, so I'm going to bypass dwarf yaupon because that would be too much of the same texture. You could also have a dwarf Burford holly, which will go taller than 3 feet but could easily be kept at 3 feet. And then you would have dwarf Chinese holly, which is extremely prickly. I love it. I have it around my home, but it has kind of fallen from favor. You don't see it in nurseries as much. I'm sure it's because of the prickly foliage. Those are the best dwarf hollies. There are several Nandinas that would fit into your category. Dwarf Abelias would fit into that category. There's several of those available in the marketplace. I don't know of any juniper that's going to get 3 feet tall without getting 4 to 6 feet tall. There are some like Tam juniper that stay shorter. And so those are, I guess, possibilities as a tall ground cover. And I see a lot of, I'm going to tell you about two plants that scare me to death to recommend, but they've made it through a lot of years. And I'll tell you that these are marginally winter hardy in our area, and that would be variegated pittosporum, could be kept at 3 to 3.5 feet. And I would not go with dwarf pittosporum. I think they're too vulnerable. And I don't even know if variegated pittosporum is going to make it through every winter for you. I know it won't. And then rosemary. There's some really pretty rosemary plants that are being used in lieu of shrubs now. And they will eventually freeze also. But in the meanwhile, people will get hopefully many years of nice good looks at them. You just never know when there's going to be another record winter. One of the things you'll see that I notoriously and obviously left out is ornamental grasses. I just am up to the nostrils with ornamental grasses. We've used them way too much. So that's my list. That's where I would shop.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call, Pam. Good luck with it all. All right. Let's see. I did not mention dwarf barberry. Sun would cook it, so I don't like that. Dwarf loropetalum. Don't like loropetalums because they get iron deficiency and lace bugs. I'm good with my list. I'm going to stay there. Italian jasmine would get taller than that. Yep, I'm happy. We'll come back to go to Paula in Carrollton, Bill in McKinney, Linda in Red Oak. And I want to talk to all of you. Each of you have a very interesting question. And I'm going to ask each of you to be kind of succinct when you get there, and I'll give you a good quick answer. I'll do the quick version of the offer for my calendar. You get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written just for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. Get that subscription, new or renewal, along with your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, which, when it prints, will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month. It's a huge amount of information. It will be a beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and it alone will save you so much in misspent funds and also mistimed applications of things and planting dates. A beautiful calendar, all that information, and the magazine. The calendar comes at a 38% savings when you buy them together. $36.95 is the price, plus $3 postage on the calendar. Your satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. Call before the price goes up. Price goes up when we commit to a press count. $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. You need to call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. You're ready to relax poolside with family and friends, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, if you're experiencing a severe algae bloom and your pool is green, the Pool Life Clear-X shock system can turn your pool sparkling blue again. This two-part system destroys the bacteria and algae that have taken over your pool and makes it easy to vacuum out. Anytime a severe algae bloom occurs, the pool can be treated and returned to its clear blue appearance within 24 hours by using Pool Life Clear-X, available from Dixon Brothers. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter with Clear-X from Pool Life's exclusive pool care collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Clear-X is available at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
One day at a time, Serenity. The entire process at Serenity High begins with a phone call to Serenity High. You can get the number and you can get all the information at serenityhigh.org. Phone number has just changed and I don't want to take a chance on giving it to you. If you have a youngster that have had in a rehab and or a grandchild and you know that parents have had this child in a rehab, that's the time. This is a sober school, and it's the perfect, quiet, and small and nurturing school for somebody who's very fragile in their recovery. SerenityHigh.org. It's in the McKinney Independent School District. It is open to students from other districts. Many districts partner so that their students can attend at no additional charge to the families. SerenityHigh.org. Smith Thompson Home Security, 800-411-9473 is the number, 1-800-411-WIRELESS. How much are you paying for home alarm monitoring? If you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you'd be paying $16.95 per month, and that's with no contract commitment. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for that same low price, $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? If you are, you can get rid of the landline by upgrading to cellular wireless monitoring, the newest, most secure way to protect your home, and it's still only $16.95 per month. Family-owned Smith Thompson serves you and your family for much less than the national companies with friendly, fast, and affordable alarm monitoring and the peace of mind of local 24-hour operators. They're always there. Smith Thompson. No lengthy contract. Local service, 24-hour operators. Ability to convert your existing system. Ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring. And all of that still $16.95 per month. SmithThompson.com. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-9473. Paula in Carrollton, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Yesterday was my 30-day second image application, mm-hmm. and since my soil is saturated, I was wondering if I could wait another week before I put that second application down.
All right, and so you did not put it down. You're just needing to put it down. You want to wait to make sure that...
Yeah, I was going to put it down today, except for all the heavy rain this weekend.
Right, and is weekend your only available time to do it?
Sunday and Thursdays.
Okay. Oh, because of water restrictions?
Yes.
I got you. I'm now with you. Absolutely. The second application needs to go down no later than September 15. That won't be a problem. 30-day increment. I'm not sure how hard and fast that is, Paula. I would think that 5 or 6 days would certainly be doable.
Okay.
Yeah. If you were to put it on now and water some other than looking like a goof for watering today, I agree with you. Let's wait. Let's do it Thursday. That'd be good if you could do it Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Bill and McKinney, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Bill. Bill. I don't think Bill is there with his Red Blaze Maple question. After 31.1 minutes, he waited longer than anybody this morning's waited, just about. All right, we'll give up on Bill and McKinney unless you can find him and resuscitate him, Lee Riza. Let's go to Linda in Red Oak. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I encountered a strange animal this summer called a grass-carrying wasp. Mm-hmm. Here's succinct. Why? And why now?
Well, tell me.
Down here, are they?
Suddenly, I have a little bit more time because Bill has punted and run off somewhere into the woods. So I'm not sure that I know the term grass-carrying wasp. Describe what you have seen.
I have seen a nest in between several nests in between garments hanging on a clothes rod over my wash and dryer near my back door. A bunch of grass. And they're encased in a thin web-like thing with a few green small grasshoppers in there for
For nourishment. Feed. All right, and so they have come into your home. This is in your laundry room. All right.
Yes.
There are hundreds of wasps. I'm not an entomologist. I'm a horticulturist and pretty much an urban landscape horticulturist, not so much household insects, which just kind of becomes at that point. I'm not trying to hide behind it. I just don't know. But there are a lot of wasps, and I have no idea why they would crescendo. Some years are much worse. This was a scale of 1 to 10 in many parts of Texas. It was about an 8 on grasshoppers. 10 years ago this year was a 10, I remember, because of some events I don't want to forget from 10 years ago. That was a horrible year for grasshoppers. And in between, we've had modest years. Last year was horrible on bagworms, not so much this year. Those things happen, and I think you just get rid of them out of the house, and they'll be soon be gone out of the landscape anyway. How more can I help you? I don't have much to offer.
I looked them up because I never seen them.
It's not in my field of expertise. I don't work in that area, so I don't really know.
No, sir, I realize that. But what I found was that they're not normally down here. They're normally up north.
Well,
you used to be.
Probably not too pleased to be here. Well, I was there long enough to finish a college degree in horticulture, and then I came back to Texas. I'm a native Texan. I don't have anything else to help you with, but I would just get them out of the house and not worry about them outdoors unless they present a problem to you. Linda, I got to run. I really appreciate your call very much. I'm sorry I didn't have something intelligent to say. Mike Sutton has been screening for me today. Mike has been screening for me now for 17 years. He is a Purdue graduate in horticulture and specializing in agronomy and turf, and he's very, very good. And I thank Mike for taking parts of Sunday mornings every once in a while to help. Dwayne Sanders has been screening for me, and I thank him very, very much for being there. And Lee Riza, what can you say about your producer? You know, some people refer to them as board operators, but there's a lot more to operating a program than just the board. You got to operate the host. And Lee has done a wonderful job. Folks, I thank you very much. I hope you will join me on Facebook at NEILSPERRY, at neilsperry.com as well. And use DEET when you're outside. Don't argue. Happy gardening.